Turn with me, if you would, now to Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30. One verse of scripture in this chapter will be our text tonight. We're going to support the message with quite a few verses, but one in this chapter will be our text. And this verse was written at the bottom of a letter that I received. You know how it is whenever you write a letter to somebody. At the end of it, you sign your name, and sometimes you'll list a scripture verse. If you're writing a letter to another believer, you'll list a scripture verse at the bottom for the person to read. Well, this verse was listed on the bottom of a letter that I received. And whenever I read this, I realized, I don't think I've ever read that verse of scripture. And if I have, it's never gotten a hold of me like this. I'll say that much. As soon as I read this, it made a big impression on me, and it blessed my heart so much. I want us to enjoy this together. All right, one verse. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. I just love the way that verse begins. I love that. Every word of God is pure. It's pure. In a day full of corruption, in a world that is full of lies, so many lies, so much corruption, so much wickedness, filthiness. So much filthiness. Isn't it so beautiful and so refreshing to know that every word of God is pure? Every word is pure. That means purified. If you have a center margin in your Bible, you'll see that the word pure means purified. No impurities in it. No impurities in it. None whatsoever. In a world where man is trying to make laws and he's trying to make rules and he's trying to figure out what's right, what's best and what's right, does it not absolutely cleanse your soul? You know, the scripture talks about the washing of the water of the word. Does it not absolutely just cleanse your soul to hear that every word of God is pure? What we have right here, what we have been given from God, this word, I was able to really just think about these pages in this book. This is directly from heaven. This is a tangible substance from heaven. This is from God to earth. And what He has given us here, every word is perfect. It's as perfect as heaven, as perfect as God Almighty. Not one word could be improved on. Not one word. Every word is right. Every word is good. Every word is innocent. Every word is sinless. It's sinless. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Now, this is what I want us to consider tonight. I want to give you the outline for this message. We'll lay it all out. It's 3 points. All right. I'll just go ahead and give you all 3 points. Hopefully this message will be clear and easy to follow. Point number one. Every word is the word of God. That's point number one. Every word is the word of God. Point number two. Every word is concerning Christ. Every word of it. Christ is the word. Every word of it is concerning Christ. Every word is the word of God. Every word is concerning Christ. And number three, every word is tried and true. Purified. Tried and true. Every word is a sure foundation. Every word is a hope that will never fail. It will never fail. You know, if we could only believe the words, we would never fret. We would never worry about anything. If we could only believe, the words are here. They're here. If we could only believe the words, we would see, it would be proven that every word is a hope that will never fail. We look at these in our flesh, because this is the way of the flesh. It says, boy, I hope that happens. I really do hope that this is a tried and true, sure foundation, hope that will not fall. It'll stand forever. Every word. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in Him. All right, here's point number one in our outline. Every word in this book is the word of God. This is the word of God. These are not the words of men. Religious leaders, religious people, you know, so-called theologians. You hear them teach and preach to people that these are the words of men. You know, well, this is what Paul was feeling at this time, but then he changed his mind and said this over here. And these are not the words of men. Did men pen these? Yes. Did men feel something very passionate within them? Yes. But these are not the words of men. These are not opinions. These are not suggestions. These are not the thoughts and the beliefs of different men with different views. Views that are subject to be wrong. Men are subject to be wrong, and men are also subject to change. Every word in this book is the word of God, the unchangeable God. Look with me at 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter 1, verse 22, it says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. And that's the only way that a sinner can obey the truth, through the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit of God. Unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is grass, in all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. He said, not one word of this is corruptible seed. He said, this is the incorruptible word of God. Incorruptible. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter 1 verse 13. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables. These are not well-crafted lies. We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. But in verse 19, he said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, even more than hearing a voice out loud. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first. He said, this is where the outline starts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. What he said was, every word of this is the word of God himself, God Almighty. There is only one writer of the Scripture, God himself. Hebrews 4 says this word is quick. That means alive, living, literally living. The word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Just slaying. This word right here is living. And as it goes forth, the Holy Spirit can take these words and slay a person, absolutely slay a sinner. These words, David said, they're a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. These words are alive, living, able to turn the light on. They're able to save a soul. Word. He said it's the word of God himself. God is quick. God is powerful. God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Every word is the word of God. All right, one more scripture before we go to point number two. 1 Thessalonians 2. Turn with me over there. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, it says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. When God's Holy Spirit sends faith to a child of God, He sends that faith through the preaching of the Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that faith causes the sinner to believe. That sinner says, these words that I'm hearing, these are not the words of men. These are the words of God. I believe this is the Word of God Almighty. Every word that we have and we hold to is the Word of God Almighty. All right, now, point number two. Every word in this book is concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Every single word. This word is Christ. And this word is concerning Christ. What does that mean, the word is Christ? Turn with me over to John 1. John 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, the Word, Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Who is this Him? Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, this was He of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. Who was before you, John? Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word, the eternal Word Himself. Christ is the Word. Look with me at 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Second Corinthians 2, verse 17, it says, for we are not as many which corrupt the Word. Anything other than Christ is corrupting the Word. Anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, we are not as many which corrupt the Word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. And that word in means of. Speak we of Christ. He said, we don't corrupt the Word of God. We speak what it is speaking of. We preach what it's speaking of. We believe what it's speaking of. What is it speaking of? Christ. It's all about Christ. Christ Jesus our Lord. Acts chapter 10, verse 36, Peter said, we're preaching the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. That's what we're preaching. He is Lord of all. Peace by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what every word of God is about. It's about Christ. It's about how God the Father sent Him to make peace for His people through the blood of His cross. Every single word. That's what every single word is about. That honestly, that really hits me. That's what every single word is about. How God the Father sent His Son to make peace for us. Every single word. All concerning Christ our Lord. This is the Word of Christ. The Word of God is the Word of Christ. Same thing. speaking of Christ. All right, one more scripture here before we go to point number three. Turn with me to Luke 24. Luke 24, verse 44. And he said unto them, our Lord speaking, he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. If he does not do that, we will not understand the scriptures. People do not understand the scriptures. They have no idea what the scriptures are about. It takes the Spirit of God to reveal Christ in the Word. But once he does, everything makes sense. You see so clearly what the message of the word is. Verse 46, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and you are witnesses of these things. You're witnesses that all of it is concerning him. All of it. He said right here in verse 26, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So every word in this book is the word of the Holy God. Every word in this book is concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, how he died according to the scriptures, how he was buried according to the scriptures, how he rose again according to the scriptures to put away all the sin of his people. All right, now our last point is every word in this book is tried and true. Every word in this book is ordered and sure. Every word in this book is an absolute sure foundation. It's a hope that will never fail. There's a hope in here for God's people that will never fail. Turn with me over to Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, verse 8. It says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I love that. Thank God. You know, the grass may wither. All flesh is grass. And the grass may wither. The flower may fade. Whatever seems to be rising up to the top, and the flower may fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. It's going to stand forever. What is this word that our God has to say to us? The word that he has to say to all of his chosen people, this pure word concerning Christ that has been proven on the cross and will stand forever. What is it? What is his word to us? Look at our text again. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of God is pure. And here it is. Here's what he has to say to us. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. He is a shield. I want a shield. I want a shield. There are so many fiery darts constantly being fired at God's people. There are just so many things. So many things that are against us. I want a shield. I want a shield. I want someone who will shield me. Someone who will protect me. He is a shield to every soul that he gives faith to. Every soul that he causes to put his trust in Christ alone. Every soul who realizes Christ is all I have. Christ is all I have. Everything else may fail me. Everything else may disappoint me. Everything else may change. But not him. Never him. And he's all that I have and all that I can put my trust in. And I honestly believe that. I honestly believe that he's the only thing that I can put my trust in. And to every soul that he has given faith to and caused to put their trust in him, he is a shield to that soul. What is it to honestly put our trust in him? What is it to honestly put our trust in him? It's to put our trust in his blood. I trust his blood. That blood that was shed 2,000 years ago. I trust his blood. The blood that he brought to the Father on my behalf. I trust his blood. Well, don't, whenever you look at yourself, aren't you so disgusted with what you see? Yes, I am. But I trust his blood. By his doing, by his grace, by him giving faith, I believe I can go stand before the throne of God because I trust his blood. What is it to put our trust in Christ? It's to put our trust in his work, everything he's done. That blood put away my sin. But everything that he did earned a goodness for me. What is it to put our trust in Christ? It's to put our trust in his word when he cried, "It is finished." I trust that. By his grace, by the faith he's given me, I trust that. Every soul who can say with a tried and true conviction, in Christ, salvation is finished. When I look at him, I look at a finished work, a finished salvation. Every soul who can say that, he is a shield to that soul. Whatever may come, whatever may come, he is a shield to that soul. Now, to close out our outline here, let's let Psalm 115 be our closing words. Turn with me over there. Psalm 115, beginning in verse 9. It says, "O Israel, trust thou in the Lord." Take that literally. Take that literally. Put your trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. We're still on His mind. Verse 12 says, He will bless us. This is that tried and true, never falling, never failing, sure foundation hope of the Word. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Look at verse 14. It says, The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath He given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise ye the Lord. Who's He talking about right there? Who is He speaking to? Who is the we and the us? It's all who can say, with verse 1, Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory for Thy mercy and Thy truth's sake. Not unto us, all unto You. Every word of the Lord, every promise of the Lord in Christ is pure. It's true, it's holy, it's just, it's ordered, it's sure. And it'll be proven, He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. We're about to sing, Trust in Him, ye saints, forever. He is faithful, changing never. Never. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. Blessed people. Stand together with me.